Thank you, and thank you for your service, Commissioner, and your testimony. It is a measure of the new direction in which this Congress is moving that you're here today. Several of my colleagues have used the term shock, and I have to say, frankly and sincerely, that I view your responses as shocking. As I understand your testimony, as the Internal Revenue Service Commissioner, you're unable to tell us or the American people to give us an estimate that you believe is reliable, that you can feel comfortable with, of what the gap is between taxes owed and taxes collected in America today.
I think that's correct, sir, because we don't have the precise numbers.
If you put your tax gap map back up, I think we can get a better understanding of why that is so, because your tax gap map, as you pointed out, the last time that you did any study of this matter was tax year 2001. Right?
Yes, and that takes several years to complete
a
study on that.
Tax year that ended on December 31st of 2001.
Correct, sir.
The end of the first year of the Bush administration. And in tax year 2002, tax year 2003, tax year 2004, tax year 2005, you didn't do a study, you said, because you were told to stand down at the request.
No, sir. What I said was that we had done, the last time before 2001 was in 88.
Yes, sir.
And then nothing was done in the intervening years because during the 90s, the service was told to stand down.
To stand down, and that you also had a 25% reduction in your enforcement resources.
In the end of the 90s, from 96, I think, through about 2002 or so.
And the study that you did in 2001, as I understand it, you said there's a $30 billion figure there for corporations. You didn't really study that in 2001. You used old data.
So yes, sir.
That has not been studied.
That has not, and I believe that's understated.
You indicated that one of the areas that you have the most difficulty, the greatest challenges on, is tax havens.
Yes.
And that the biggest chunk, you believe, from your chart, is business income. I realize much of that is not related to tax havens, but I was concerned that in your legislative recommendations, you don't really seem to have much of anything to deal with that other than the 163J provision on related party interest deductions, which the Ways and Means Committee should have put a stop to and changed, but instead ask you to do a study. Is the study complete?
I don't have an answer for that. That's a treasurer. That would be what you're getting to is more legislative policy proposals, sir.
And you have input on those, but these are really Treasury's recommendations.
Yeah, there again, what I've talked about here are the 16 that are more tax compliance issues.
Let me turn to an area that is within your direct jurisdiction, and I wrote you about this 3 weeks ago, and I know that some other colleagues wrote you about it, and that was the report in the New York Times on January 12th, saying that the IRS, when it came to large and mid-sized business audits, mm-hmm. basically had a catch-and-release program. That you limit the time of your auditors, that if your auditors find other tax avoidance schemes, they're only there to go for the tax avoidance scheme that they were sent to. Employees were interviewed, auditors were interviewed, retired auditors were interviewed in a number of states, indicating that though there'd been an increase in collections, that they said that could be explained by the fact there's so many more tax avoidance schemes out there. That the IRS limited the access of the auditors to information. You set up a way that they would be rewarded the faster they closed the case, not based on how effective they were. I ask you for a report about what I thought were very disturbing practices as reported in the Times, as editorialized in the Times. Are you near?
Yes, I'm happy to respond to that, sir.
Will you have a more complete report?
Yes, and in fact, if we haven't responded, I sent a letter just earlier this week on that issue to, I think, one that came in before yours, and I'll send you a complete response. But I'm glad you raised this, because I spoke to this the other day in the Senate. If you could go to, yes. First, let me say this. Currency is important. It is shameful that things take years and years to get resolved. That serves neither the corporation's interest nor the government's interest. The compliant taxpayer needs to get issues resolved because there's a real cost of uncertainty, and the government needs to move quicker. In any given examination, decisions are going to be taken, and there will be a tension between the employee conducting that examination and the manager. I think we get things, by and large, correct. And if somebody thinks that something's being left behind and they think it's being done intentionally, they may object because they could get more, but the manager has to make the decision as to whether at a certain point they can be more productively used elsewhere. That's a basic question. I'm not sure. I wouldn't say to you, sir, that we get it right each and every time, but when I look at the big picture, and yes, we are trying to drive down the cycle time, I am reassured by the statistics. And if I could just show you these.
A little hard to read, but this takes the asset class of $10 to $250 million in corporations, and this takes the asset class of over $250 million. It says that in 2003, the number of audits that we did on the smaller class had declined. This declined over 30 years until I got here, to 3,800 audits. And it said for the bigger companies, it declined to 3,300 audits. And that the amount of money set up was less than $1 billion a year, and the amount of money was just over $12 billion. Now that has increased 2006 to 4,300 audits, 6,300 audits. We didn't have much coverage here. We want to increase it. And the amount of money we've set up has grown to $25 billion. You could argue that maybe there's more, and I'm sure there is more. We've got the chart. But I would point out to you the other statistic, that the corporate receipts as a percentage of GDP have increased during this period. Corporate profits have increased, but they have gone to their highest level as a percentage of GDP in 18 years. You have to go back to 78, or pardon me, it may actually be 28 years, but anyway, it's a long time since they got up to 2.7% or wherever they are now. When I look at the big picture, sir, I think this is all working. We're doing more. We're trying to move faster. I don't doubt that some people don't like that. The other things we've done is we've changed our personnel policies here. We rotate people off the big companies. They can get too cozy, frankly, by staying 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 years, and that's not good. So not everybody is happy.
Thank you.